this year, Shavuos, is Moisés Shabbos. So there's a special Kiddush. When Moisés Shabbos is Yom Tif, you have the special Kiddush of Yaknahaz. Yayin Kiddush Ner Havdolo Zman. Shachiyonu. That says, on a regular Leil Shabbos, we have two brachas. Yayin and Kiddush. There's a mitzvah essay by Raisa to be Makadish. By Shabbos, by Yom Tif, there's a mitzvah essay of Kiddush. And according to most Rishonim, Midrabbanon, they were misakin that the Kiddush should be ala kois. The pastor, the etzem dindo iraiso, you're yoitzi even without a kois. When you say in tefillah of Leil Yom Tif or Shabbos, Mekadesh HaShabbos, Mekadesh Yisrael Vazmanim, you're be'emet being yoitzi the mitzvah the iraiso of Kiddush. But besides the din of the Kiddush, there's also a din of the Rabbanah to do it ala kois. And that's what we do, yayin and Kiddush. That's the yak of Yaknahaz. You know, there were Haggadahs that were printed many years ago, and on the Leil Seder also, when it comes out on the Moitzah Shabbos, there's Yaknahaz, although it could be on various Yom Tovim. But there was a picture of a hunter running after a rabbit in some of these old Haggadahs. And the reason is because in Yiddish it's Yom Nahaz, running after the rabbit. And that was a remez for Yaknahaz. Now that's the Yak of Yaknahaz, although the truth is, I want to get through the whole Yaknahaz. But even by regular Kiddush on a Friday night, it's a machloikis tanoim beishamei and beishillel. Beishillel taka says like we paskin, yayin, and then Kiddush. You make hagofen, and then there's a hefsek of the hagofen actually, and then you say Kiddush. And on Yom Tif also, you say yayin, on a regular Leil Yom Tif, yayin, Kiddush, and then zman, yakaz. You do a shechiyonu at the end. Beishamei yodit, beishamei says paker. First you say Kiddush, and then you make the hagofen. So that's a machloikis tanoim. And it's interesting, Beis Hillel, we pass like Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel says, Abadi, you do first Yayin and then Kiddush. So one reason the Gemara says, Beis Hillel says, Tadir v'she'enei Tadir, Tadir Kaidim. Yayin is more Tadir, well, a whole year we can drink wine also. And Kiddush is only on a Shabbos or on a Yom Tov. So it's Tadir v'she'enei Tadir. Also, Beis Hillel says, Yayin is Goyrim to the Kiddush to be said. Why are you saying Kiddush? Only because you have wine. Without wine, it wouldn't be Kiddush. As I said, Beis Hillel. Ishami has reasons to say Faker. The Pella is the Tzlach. Tzlach has a kasha. There's a deraisa to say Kiddush that has nothing to do with the Hagofen. And that's a deraisa. L'chari, you should do a deraisa before you do a derabbanan. The din of the Hagofen is only a derabbanan. The bracha of the Kiddush itself, Kiddush is a deraisa. You should do Kiddush first. And also, the wine is causing you to say Kiddush. You have to say Kiddush. Even if you didn't have wine, there's a deraisa to say Kiddush. Says the Tzlach, a very big Kiddush. He says most people davened in shul already, and when they davened in shul, they already did the deraisa of the Kiddush. So the technical, the deraisa of the Kiddush, they already did. Now they're coming home from shul. It's still now it's only a chiv derabbanan. And between the yayin and the Kiddush, yayin is more tadir. L'fiv, if someone didn't daven yet, yeah, sometimes someone makes, let's say, an early Shabbos, and he's planning to daven afterwards. So then, how you talking? You would do Kiddush and then yayin. That's what's coming up. Kiddush is deraisa. On the other hand, Beis Shammai says the reason we do Kiddush first is because without Kiddush there wouldn't have been wine. And the Pella is, yeah, but what if you're making Kiddush on bread? Bread you would have had anyways. So if a guy's making early Shabbos, and also Beis Shammai says it's because Kiddush comes first because it's already Shabbos. Shabbos started. And now you make a gof. What if Shabbos didn't start? What if it's an early Shabbos? So Bekitzer, if a guy's making an early Shabbos, hasn't davened yet, didn't do the deraita, and he's making Kiddush on Pas, I have no idea what he should do. None of the reasons of Beisham, neither does the Tzlach. Not, that's what he asks. None of the reasons of Beisham or Beis Hillel apply. There's an Arichas Dvarim on this, but that's not the topic. We're going to move on to, from the Yayin and the Kiddush, we're going to go to the next step. On Moitzah Shabbos, we have Havdolah, or a Moitzah Yontif. What's the brachas you make on a regular Yontif? On a regular Havdolah, Yavna. Yayin V'somim Ner Havdolah. Interesting, by Havdolah, everyone agrees you do the Yayin first. There's no Machlekes, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai doesn't say you do Havdolah before the Yayin. He doesn't say you do Hiban. No, everyone does the Yayin first. And the Chidah even explains, the reason why Havdolah, we go in that order, because Havdolah, you go in order of the parts of a person's face. Yayin is the mouth, drinking the wine. The Summon is the nose. The Ner is the eye. And then the Havdolah, and Ein Das, Havdolah Minayin. And that's the Moya. And that's the Seder, as far as I'm going upwards on a regular Havdolah. when Yontif is Chal on Moitz Shabbos, you have two Chiyuvim. You have a Chiyuv to do Havdalah and a Chiyuv to do Kiddush. And it's separately two separate Chiyuvim. Now, let's say Yontif is Chal on a Friday night. When Yontif is Chal on Shabbos, you also have two Chiyuvim. Kiddush of Shabbos and a Kiddush of Yontif. But we don't do Yakak. We don't do two separate Kiddushes. You know what we do on a regular Friday night of Chal on Shabbos? We make one bracha of Kiddush and we incorporate in the bracha of Kiddush. Say we mention Shabbos and we also mention Yom Tov, and the chasim of the bracha is Mekadesh HaShabbos Yisroel Vazmanim. We incorporate both Kiddushes together. Now what about, first of all you have to know, what if Moitzi Yom Tov is a Friday night? Careful. If Moitzi Yom Tov is a Friday night, when Moitzi Yom Tov is a Friday night, Rabbi Yisai, you only make Kiddush. We don't make Abdullah. You know why? Because Shabbos is more important than Yom Tov. The Gemara says a mashal, Shabbos is like a melech. And if the melech is coming in and the general is leaving, you don't even malav him out. And you only make Kiddush. There's no Havdol at all when it's a Friday night and Yom Tov is ending. You just, plus it blends into Shabbos. But what about when it's Moitz Shabbos and it's Yom Tov? Then you have a Chiyav of Kiddush and a Chiyav of Havdolah. And the Gemara says in Sochim, the Gemara asks, L'chayra, you should do two separate series, because ain oisin mitzvahs chavilos chavilos. You can't do two mitzvahs with the same kais. The Gemara asks, what you should do is you should come home and make hagafen and kiddush and drink it, and separately make another hagafen and make havdol. And the kiddush, the Gemara says, is no. You're allowed to put them all onto one kais, and we call it yaknechad. And the Gemara asks, how can you put it all onto one kais? You know, like by sheva brachas, we do one separate for the benching and separate for the sheva brachas. By various ways, we do. If you're benching a separate cup, and there's a separate cup here, we do it together. Yaknaz, we do the Kiddush and the Havdalah all on the same kais. So it's an interesting concept. Yaknaz, you're doing the Kiddush and the Havdalah, you're doing it both on the same kais. So I have a few riots. I want to try to just a little bit clarify this inyan, that when you're doing Yaknaz, the Kiddush and the Havdalah, let's get straight to the point. We'll say the vart, and I'll try to build it up. The Havdalah of Yaknahaz is not regular Havdalah. It's really a Kiddush. First of all, the bracha that you say is we say Hamavdil bin Kodesh l'Kodesh. You don't say Hamavdil bin Kodesh l'Kodesh. And I'll tell you even more. Let's say a Kiddush. Let's say Yontif is on a Sunday night. Yontif's on a Sunday night. And grab the Moitz Shabbos, you haven't made Havdalah yet. You didn't have wine, you got stuck. You haven't made Havdalah. It's now Sunday night. You still have a Chiyuv Havdalah. For the record, if you didn't make Havdalah on the Moitz Shabbos, you do Havdalah till Tuesday. So now it's Sunday night, and you're looking at yourself. You have to make Kiddush for Yontif, and you still have your Chiyuv Havdalah of Moitz Shabbos from last night. Avada, the Havdalah you're going to make is Mavdalin Kodesh L'Choyol. You're not going to use the word Mavdalin Kodesh L'Choyol, even though now it's Yontif and it's already Yontif. Oh, but that's not your Chiyuv. Your Chiyuv is to make a Havdalah of Mavdalin Kodesh L'Choyol. And I'm insisting you would do it on two different Kodeshes. You would not be able to incorporate that into one big Mishkabah. What is the Havdalah of the Moitz Shabbos, Mavdalin Kodesh L'Chol, connect into the Kiddush? Rather, the Havdalah of Yaknahat maybe is a shtickle of a Kiddush. Now, I had a few Ha'aris. Each Ha'ar by itself maybe wouldn't have pushed us yet, but maybe. There's a big machlokes whether you stand by Kiddush or you sit by Kiddush. It's a huge topic. Everyone should do what his minig is. You stand by Yivichul, you sit down, in the middle, during, before, after. A lot of places can hold, though, that by Kiddush, we sit. And a lot of people, even though they sit by Kiddush, they stand by Havdalah. Again, there are those that sit by Havdalah, I know, but there is a standard sheet that the Taka stands by Kiddush and sits by Havdalah. What do you do by Yaknahat? So someone told me, what's the problem? Stand by the and sit by the Havdalah. Stand by the Kiddush and sit by the Havdalah. That's what you're meaning. And Shulchan Aruch say, Nishtazoy, you sit the entire Yaknahat. Why do you sit the entire Yaknahat? Shaila number two. There's a bit by Kiddush that if you don't have wine, you could make Kiddush on bread. Not on beer, not on Chamar Medina, not on different drinks, but you can make Kiddush on bread, on pap. Havdalah is puntfakert. Havdalah, if you don't have wine, preferably on wine, but if you don't have wine, you can make Havdalah on beer or on Chamar Medina, not on pap. What do you do by Yaknahaz if you don't have wine? Machloikis, but the Rishon come out, you do it on pap. You do it on bread. Kiddush stick. Women are not noyig to drink Havdalah. Women are not noyig to say Havdalah. Women are very careful that someone else should be moiti them Havdalah. But by Yatnahav, women also do Yatnahav. There's a minig by Havdalah to spill over the kais. Some people do it by Kiddush, I don't know why, but by Havdalah there's a minig, it's brought down. Maybe they don't know, but what do you do by Yatnahav? We don't spill over. Yatnahav is maybe, really, it's a shtickle, a Kiddush. It's been Kiddush le Kiddush. It has the nature of Kiddush to it. Now the truth is, each of these riots alone wouldn't have proven anything. I'll tell you a secret. The reason why we usually don't sit by Havdalah, and the reason why we don't do Havdalah on bread, is because B'derech Klal, by Havdalah, you're not starting a meal. But here you are! Without a connection, long to say, Yakna has the Havdalah is Kiddush thing. L'maisi, you are about to start a meal. So that's why it makes sense that the Havdalah here could be on pas, and the Havdalah here could be when you're sitting without saying the vort. But the question is to drop more. There's a machloikis when we're doing this din of Yayin Kiddush Ner Havdalah. The Gemara says in Sochem, there's really an eight-way machloikis, which I'm not going to get I'm confused with, of what order do you make these four brachas before the Shechiyon gets in. Yayin Kiddush Ner and Havdalah. And the Gemara has a whole bunch of shittas. There's Kenya, Nokia, Yatna, Nihak. There's a whole bunch of different options which one you do first. I want to focus just on the first two machloikis, Rav and Shmuel. Is it Yaknat or Yanhak? Which, without confusion, is do you do Kiddush first or Havdalah first? Simple enough. You start with Yain for sure. And there's no Besamim, by the way. You don't have the days of Yavna because on Yom Tov there's no Besamim, which is a whole different shmuz. There's no necessity to be chazik yourself from the Aziva of the Neshama Yisera because it's Yom Tov. What's the Shaila? Should you do Kiddush first or should you do Havdalah first? So I saw some Achranim do Shaila. Talk about it. It's a different shot, but I saw an interesting shot. Maybe the Shaila, whether you do Kiddush first or Havdalah first. Kiddush on Shabbos Friday night is a Doraisa. Is Kiddush on Yom Tov Doraisa? First day Yom Tov. That's Beit Kiddush. Machlokes Rishonim. Some Rishonim hold Kiddush on Yom Tov is not a Doraisa. Only on Shabbos. That's Lik and Rambam. On the other hand, Havdalah B'chlal. On the way to Shabbos. Is it Doraisa or only Kiddush is Doraisa? Havdalah is a Dorabonim. Also, machlokes rishonim. It could be that that's good for the shayla. Whether the kiddush comes first or Havdalah comes first, it's pashut whether it's preferable to do the deraisa one first. The sheet that it puts kiddush first, because he holds kiddush even of Yom Tov is a deraisa as opposed to Havdalah. Even of Shabbos is only the Rabbanah. And the opposite sheet is okay. But I want to suggest maybe a different shot based on what we're trying to build up. Avada kiddush comes first. The question is the Havdalah also kiddush thing? Or fakir, the fact that you're doing Kiddush first is showing that the entire theme of the Yakna is really Kiddush. Now, I thought of a charifistic example. I saw halacha brought down. If Leil HaSeder is on a Friday night, and about the first one of the Dalet Kaisis is Kiddush, and when Leil HaSeder is a Friday night, you incorporate into the Kiddush, you mentioned Yom Tov also. Let's say you forgot, you're in the middle of Magid, and your son says he has a question for you, besides the Manish Tanya. He says he wants to know, he thinks, that when you said Kiddush, careful, you only mentioned Yom Tov. You said Yom Tov B'Charbonim, when Metzias Mitzrayim, you didn't mention Shabbos in the Kiddush. You're in the middle of Magid, and there's four Kaisers there, Kiddush Ala Kaisers, God Ala Kaisers, and there's going to be a whole Leila there. And you get reminded, you forgot to mention Shabbos in the Kiddush. I think the din is Pashat, because I never wrote down, I saw the Poskim, you go make him Kiddush again. Because you didn't do Kiddush. What do you mean? The Yom Tov Tikkudin you did. For the Dalet Kaisers, it's the Yom Tov Tikkudin. Of rebatching up and not mentioning Shabbos, you didn't do Kiddush. Nevertheless, it's brought down that if a guy, when Leila Seid is on the Moitz of Shabbos, and it's the middle of Magid, and his son reminds him, you know, you forgot to do the Havdalah part. The din is, wait. And when you finish Magid, and you'll make a bracha by the end of Magid, incorporate Havdalah there. And if you didn't remember till benching, stick the Havdalah line by benching. You see here that it's a different niche. Missing Shabbos and the Kiddush is that you didn't do the Kiddush. Missing Havdalah is you miss out on Havdalah, but not that it's mamish, the Kiddush. Well, first, one more niche on this. We have to now go into the Shechiyonu. We call it Yaknahaz. Now, even after we establish that it's Yakna, Yayin, then Kiddush, then Ner Abdullah, we insert a Shechiyonu in the Zion. Where do you insert the Shechiyonu in? Now, of course, we know Yakna Haz, Shechiyonu, all the way at the end. And that goes good with the Yog and the Haz. Now, that's maybe the reason why, but that's not really the reason. The reason is, the Machlokes is Abaye Rava. And Rava Taka says you do Yakna Haz. Abaye says no, you do Yakzina. You insert the Shechiyonu straight after the Kiddush. What's the beer? Can't I invite to this issue? The Shechiyonu is not on the Moitz Shabbos to Kahavdola. The Shechiyonu is on the Kiddush. So the sheet that it says you got to do Yakzina is insistent that the Shechiyonu certainly has to be exactly attached Gnoi to the Kiddush. Don't wait so long until the Shechiyonu gets there at the end. And the other sheet that says no, the Havdola also, it's Havdola of Moitz Shabbos, but it's the incorporated part of your Kiddush. And yes, it's not a problem that the Shechiyonu should go all the way at the end. Now I saw there are Sfarim that bring down that on Shavuos night and on Simchas Torah also this idea, everyone should make his own Kiddush. Everyone should make his own Kiddush. The reason everyone should make his own Kiddush is because when you make the Shechiyonu in the Yaknahas or B'chlal and regularly on this, when you make the Shechiyonu, you make the Zman, you know, by all the other time, the Shechiyonu is also on the mitzvahs. You have in mind the Shechiyonu is also on the matzah, it's also on the sitting in the sukkah by Yitzchak. By Shavuos and by Simchas Torah, it's the Shechiyonu on the Torah. Simchas Torah, the Yonadin of Kabbalah HaTorah. That Shechiyonu is every person separately. We've spoken the previous week that Sfiras HaOmer is a, everyone has to count his own Sfiras HaOmer, because he has to make the count. And the Shechiyonu, then as I saw the Rishonim ask, why don't you make Shechiyonu by Sfiras HaOmer? Why talk of the no brach on Shechiyonu of the Sfiras HaOmer? So there are those that say that the Shechiyonu you make the first night of the Seder goes on that also, which is not so gishmak. We don't count in Sfiras HaOmer for the second night. In the Eretz Yisrael, it's Bechal Kol HaMoed already, in the Chutzpah. And again, in going through the Seder. Over a lot of Rishayim explain that the Shechiyonu on Sfiras HaOmer. The Shechiyonu on Sfiras HaOmer is Leil Shavuos. Because that's the culmination of the mitzvah. If you go through the Sfiras, and then the 49th day of Sfiras HaOmer is Malchus Sheva Malchus. If you understand a little bit, or not, about the Inyanim of Chesed Gevurah, Teferes Netzach Hoyd Yisoy Malchus. Above Malchus is Keser. And you say Keser on Musaf, when you fall into sleep, and davening. And you're saying Keser, that's the culmination of the entire mitzvah of the Sfiras HaOmer. And the Shechiyonu that we make, Taka by Leil Shavuos, it's an egg in a Shechiyonu. Maybe you should make your own kiddush. Ask a place that you're going to see a lot of people. The Shechiyonu is on the culmination of the entire process of the Sfiras HaOmer. That's the Zayin of the Zman of the Shechiyonu. It's not just Meshach Shaychi to the Kiddush, it's Meshach Shaychi to the Kabbalah, the Torah of the whole year. The Shechiyonu on your Torah, the Shechiyonu on your Sfiras HaOmer, which was a preparation for Torah. And that's why it's called Chag HaShavuos. Fascinating. Some say that it's called Chag HaShavuos from a lashon of Shavua, Shavua with a hay. The sign used to say there's a shir on the parashas HaShavua. Someone said that. It said HaShavua with an extra hay. And that was a mistake, of course. But Shavua is a lashon of Shavua that Masechta Shavua has 49 days because it's Mujba V'Oimid Mar Sinai. We're making a Shavua. Then we want to Shtel Tichtzu to Matan Torah. But of course, Shavuos also means Shiva Shavuos. There are 7 weeks. And it's not a coincidence that Shavuos is called Shavuos. The pshat is, it's called Shavuos because your Shavuos will look like your preparation of those 7 weeks. Your Chag HaShavuos is such that based on how you prepared yourself in the preceding 7 weeks, that's how your Shavuos is going to look. That's the preparation of Chag HaShavuos. Now, a main inyan in preparing for Shavuos, for the Kabbalah HaTorah of Shavuos, is the person has to be Mekabel Al Atzmo. We mentioned already, it says in the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, Kol HaMekabel Al Atzmoy Ol Torah Mavirin Mimenu Ol Derech Eretz. And then Nefesh HaChaim says, Chaim Volozhin, it's not just black and white, yet or no. It's kifi, depending on how in quality and in quantity you were Mekabel Ol Torah, to see that Madreig is how much Hashem will be Mavir from you the Ol Derech Eretz. You know, Bizman Azeh, it's crazy. People, every day you hear stories, someone forgot his kid in the car. He forgot his kid in the car. And you have Rahman on the stories. People, his kid was nifty, was in a hot day. He forgot his kid. kid in the car. They're trying to make a new thing there, the new car. There should be some kind of like beeping thing on your phone. It's like detects that there's human. And they want to say that in the new car that's going to have it. People are very, very, very busy. People nowadays have a lot going on in their plate. And the MS. Kol echad lefi madregosoi v'matzovoi. But people are very torrid. And things that were just simple when life was simple is becoming more and more complex. And people push and have to hear this. And it's real tears. I told people, there's 72 things going on at the same time. People push it authority. And that's the oil. It's an oil derech eretz. And it's a big problem because called the makabel ol Torah, mavir and imenu ol derech eretz. That's the Mishnah's mavtiach. And it's not just if you are in or not, you have the ticket in or not. It's kefida darges hakabol. And the emes is, it's very hard to have a kabbalah's ol Torah. A person that the emes, he puts it on silent, he puts it on vibrant, wherever he puts his thing on, but there's always something. It's taka hard. And when it's felt in the Kabbalah's oil Torah, the Eberster says, that's going to be the madrega of your Mavirin. Now the truth is, so then it's not going to be the Mavirin, and there's going to be a lot of fear this. The eighth is, the first thing is Makabal oil Torah. Makabal oil Torah. Because otherwise it's a vicious cycle. It's poshut going to be a vicious cycle. This is a statement of Mishnah. If you makabel on Torah, it will be a little bit take away the mavirin. And I'm not saying it's going to be all the way in the beginning, you're up that madrega. But even a little bit, when there's a little bit more makabel on Torah, and makabel on Torah, I mean, is that when you're finally there by the stand, when you already had your Coca-Cola, and you took back, and this, and you're feeling the air conditioner is working, and everything's working, at least then hop around a little bit, make a little bit kabbalas all Torah. A little bit beresis. For 5 minutes, for 55 minutes, whatever it is, but it should be with a kabbalas all, and then there will be a little bit mavirin. Suddenly you'll have a little bit less fear this. And have a little bit less, and then you can tackle the makabel oil a little bit more. Because kafi dargas hakabolo, kachu dargas, kacha dargas hamavirin. We know that shvuas is a chasana between Klal Yisrael and the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And remember, there's two chasanas. We've spoken other times. There's two chasanas. There's a chasana between Hakodesh Baruch Hu is the chasana and Klal Yisrael is the kala, and working in theme with that, this Klal Yisrael is the chosin and the Torah is the kala, and it's a zivug. And I still brought down from the Chidah, where is the Gazach? There's a famous kasha. The Beit Halevi asked this kasha also. A lot of Achronim asked this kasha. Klal Yisrael said Nasa Benishma. Nasa Benishma means even before they hear the details, they don't know what they're getting into, and they're makabel. It's a Mefurash Rambam Nishtazay. The Rambam says in Hilchos Mechira, Perak Aleph, Halacha Tet Zayin, a person can't be meshabed himself if he doesn't know what he's being mishaven himself on. He says, I don't know the details yet, I don't know how much and in which connotation, but I'm being mishaven. It's not chal. It's not a gemir, it's not. It's a halach and hilchos mechira. You can't. You can't be mishtabed if you don't know what you're getting into. So what does it mean, nasa v'nishma? So I saw two mahalkim, one from the Chido, one from the Beis Halevi. They're very different, but I want to speak about both of them. Beis Halevi is the famous Yisoy, the Beis Halevi, the Droshes, and Drosh Yudayin. In the Chubas Beis Halevi, it's brought down the Droshes at the end. It's also a separate sefer. The Droshes Beis Halevi, he goes and explains that Klal Yisrael became an Eved. Klal Yisrael became an Eved. And an Eved is Mishtabed himself to be an Eved. Details can be discussed afterwards. Because it's a Shibed Haguf, and therefore it has Kedushas Haguf. As opposed to by the Umay Sa'olam, that they maybe also had Sheva Mitzvahs, but it wasn't with the Shibed Haguf. The thing, but the Nakuda is, because as an Eved, in the Darg of Eved, it's not negated the details. The main thing is that he's an Eved. He has the oil of Avdus. By the oil of Avdus, it's not considered a Dabar She'enei Kotzuv. The Kitzvah is, it is Kotzuv. Eved! That's the Kitzvah. The Chidah says a different shot. The Chidah says, it's because Matan Torah was a Chasana, and he brings Mekoiris from Yishoinim, that even though you can't be Meshtabed on a Dabar She'enei Kotzuv, but by Chosen V'Kalo, Agav the Chivivuse of that Chibor, you can be Mishtabed on Dover She'enei Kotzuv. Even on a Dover She'enei Kotzuv. Because of the Maimed of Chasana. It's a different Zach. You have to realize when we go into a Leil Shavuos, it's a Leil Chasana. You know, as Fasemis used to say, there's a minig, more than a minig, it's Yerushalmi, and you're not supposed to eat matzah on Erev Pesach. Because the emes, the zman of Pesach starts from Chatzos, the chometz is already osa from Chatzos, there's Bal Yiroh maybe from Chatzos, there's Risa from Chatzos, and technically there's already matzah from Chatzos. But at Chatzos, the matzah is only Eirus. And when it finally comes tonight, then it's the nesu'in, the seven brachas. If you go through the well and say there are seven brachas, and then you have seven brachas, then you can do the nesu'in with the matzah. But before then, it's osir. So someone asked this fasemah, so the din should be, we shouldn't learn before Shavuot. It should be the boil arusasa. It should be. Someone told him once that he machmer, he owes, you know, a whole week, a week before Shavuot. Right. So the Fasema said the reason by matzah we eat, so it shouldn't be that you shouldn't be oichel l'tayavin. Or by Torah is different. The ruchnis of Torah is such that fakir, that for being toyin from Torah and shy to Torah, will all the more be that it will yed l'tayavin. But it's in the kuda, and a lot of people ask me this every year: is it kedai for them to stay up all night? The person comes to me with a logical, mathematical chesed. He says, "Listen, I'm 31 years old. I've been through a few shavuos. I know what happens every year. I stay up all night. By 3 o'clock it's a little hard. I get in. I remember you told me that Kesser is special, and I try to remember that when we get up to Kesser. Afterwards I go home, I go to sleep. The Yontif day meal is all farbach. It takes me 3 days to recuperate. I know that's what happened last year, and the year before, and the year before. The learning is gor stark, but is it kedai?" And the answer is it kedai? Make a mathematical question, pros and cons. It's going to take you a few days to recuperate. You'll be from Matis with the Simchas Yontif. The Makor is from a Zoyer. It's not Allah from Shulchan Aruch. I think the Magen Avraham brings it. The Makor is a Simchas Yontif. The Briskas are not Noyim. They go to sleep. Pesach night they stay up. There's a din called Amar B'Lasafer. Raise it. That's when it's Bryson. This is the Zoyer. It is Kedai. And the answer is that the question is so not relevant. It's the chasna. What are you talking about? I'm not staying up tonight. But you're making me cheshbon. It's what was, what could have been, whatever. Ah, the kalkelas at Ashura. It's not the gay of the question. The shaila is not the mokot. Ah, the kalkelas at Ashura. Now is leila chasna. Yichud with the rabbi Mishlach. Whether you're doing tikkun with saying tikkun or you're doing tikkun with learning a Shvei Rambam, it's the same tikkun. This is the chasen. The Mishnah says in Kedushin, Ha'isha niknis b'ketef b'shtar v'biyah, the koinis atma b'get, the Mishnah Sabal. The Sforim explained everything here is about the Kedushin between Klal Yisrael and Kodesh Baruch Hu. B'ketef, ketef is kisufin. Kisufin means when a person has a cheshik, he's mishtoikik, he has a gaguam, he really wants a very strong-willed rotten. That's ketef. That's one way to be koinis atma. B'shtar. Mishtar is a binding contract. That it's not berach. You know, okay, come here, yeah, go there, this, that. No, it's a binding contract. No excuses, no strings. The bia is vayeda odem et chav ishtoi. It's the lashon of chibur, attachment. Chibur hadas. The person has to be mischava to the das haTorah. The koine es atzma. But if you want to get shy for that, first of all, you need to get. The person has to be megarish, all his tightness and all his ritzoinus and all his. Fashidna and the Razachim, the Tosis brings in Subis, call Hamis, Lefneshi, Adam, Yispal, Shikonis, Toyra, Lefesh, Mayov, Yikonis, Shila, Yikonis, all kinds of other things. Uva Miso, Maymis, Atma, Yaleo, Ena Toyra, Miskai, and Elodami, Shemaymis, Atma, Yaleo. So, it's the Leil of that Chasma. This forum talk about Unisan and Toykis, Kedusha, Halailo, of what Leil Shavuos is. In the Sfarim it's brought down according to a lot of the Cheshbonis, Moshe Rabbeinu was born in Zayin Adar, but the way the Cheshbon comes out, the steering from different Gemaras, but that his Heroyin was on, Tchilas Heroyin was Zayin Sivan, was on Shavuos. Also, the Sfarim bring down that the Mice of the Dudoim with Yisachar, with Yaakov and the Dudoim, which was Leidas Yisachar, was Leil Shavuos. Yisachar is Nidhi, Yisachar Yagibin is Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu is Torah. The Shoyush! From Yisachar, from Moshe, the Shoyrish is on this night. The famous Yerushalmi in Rosh Hashanah, Yerushalmi says that in all the Karbonis it says Seir Izim L'Chatos, and by Shavuos it mentions that there's a Seir L'Chatos, but it doesn't say the word Chatos. Melamed she'im kibaltam olav cheich mesatoyret ki'ilu you didn't do a chet. And a lot of this is what I'm talking about. What you didn't do a chait, what chutzpah. So some say it's because chosin moichel alav inoisav. It's yana bechinet. Chosin moichel. But there's another pshat that it's the Torah alone is mezakech. An interesting tzustel to this idea. You know, when something not kosher goes into a kli or into food, there's the gedarim of iser, v'heter, and tarubis. There's various ways. If it was soinein, if it was cold, then it's enough hadocha. You just have to wash it off. If it was mevushel, that's already running with heat, then you need hagola. Flia is even more. You need libun. And if it's a kli cheres, there's no other choice. You have to break it. Oh, but the emes is, there's one higher madrega. There's dvash. It's mevur. We say Torah is mosik midvash. But to explain that, it's mevur. There's a halacha that it's the dvoyer make the dvash, and even if the ragle had dvoyer go into the dvash, and dvoyerim are shkotzim or mosim, it's isuri lavim to eat them, but if the chelik of the dvoyer falls into the dvash, it's nefach the dvash. It becomes heter. Cool like dvash. No, by dvash, the Rishonim bring that. If an entire dvoira fell in, then not. Only if a piece of the reglaim, part of the dvoira. But with the whole ganzer ramachik or then not. And Torah is mosik mivash. Torah, if a person be'emes, legs himself arayim, totally into Torah, when he legs himself totally into Torah, he becomes mamish a shtik dvash. And with Firoishis, when we make the bracha, by Birchas HaTorah, we make a bracha, the harevno. The haravno can be explained sweet. Arevus, you want it to be sweet. It's not stam galant, you want that the Torah should be sweet because then you're still in suit to the koyach dvash of the Torah. Dvash has the koyach that it takes the ragle ad voira, which is better than the machoz asuris, it's a sheret. And it makes the dvash. Torah has that mesikus, has that koyach of dvash. But the haravno could also mean, when we say berachas haTorah, it means the lashon of orev. Oriv means, you know, you have a lady, borrows money, and then there's the Oriv. The Oriv says, I'm going to take the Achrayis. The person has to take Achrayis on his Torah. He's the Oriv. Anoichi A'arvenu. Not Stam, okay, casual, yeah, no. On a rainy day, not. You take Achrayis. And if you take Achrayis as an Oriv, then it's Mu'uriv, it becomes part of you. And if it becomes part of you, then it's Taka sweet, and it has that Koyach of Lash. So Baharavna has these three meanings. This kind of Torah, the achrayis of the loiva and the orev, and then biyachad ataka makes you mu'uriv, you become a chelik. A person becomes taka, a chelik of Torah, which is zoicha, the chayi oilam nota bisoichenu, mizalveren, ashtik Torah, veitim shah.